Welcome to Singing Barbershop with Seth Phillips. Please join us today as we learn all about this wonderful art of barbershop singing. And we learn new tags. And we talk to the people that started it. And now here's your host, Seth Phillips.
And ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another episode here of Singing Barbershop with Seth Phillips. My name is Seth Phillips, and I'm going to be your host for the next few minutes. I'm doing this podcast a little bit early this time. This is going to actually be the July podcast for July because I wanted to give you a little bit more information about the International Convention. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. So there will not be a podcast for the month of July. This is it. This is the podcast for the month of July. So we're going to be talking today about our fourth. I didn't change that. It's actually the fifth International Champion Barbershop Quartet, your 1943 championship quartet. And so I'm going to talk about that right now. And I'm getting this information again from the Association of International Champions, or AIC Gold. And so I'm going to read this to you, and then we're going to listen to your 1943 champions. So this quartet was founded in Chicago, and it competed in the competed in the 1941 and 1942 national contest, and finished just out of the medalist class. Just out of the what they mean by medalist class is nowadays the top five quartets receive medals. Of course, the first place gets gold medals, second silver. And then I believe third, fourth, and fifth, all three get bronze medals. So, but they were considered a top flight foursome, and the group was consist of Charles Schwab on tenor, Leo Ives on lead, Ed Young on baritone, and Fred Stein on bass. Before the Chicago contest, believe it or not, their hometown, in March of 1943. Before they won the championship, so they actually won the championship in their hometown of Chicago, they switched parts. They had a part change. A baritone became Huck Sinclair. Huck Sinclair replaced Ed Young as a baritone. Sinclair had grown up in a harmonious family. His mother sang lead, and his sisters took the tenor and bari parts, and of course, Huck sang bass in that quartet. He had sung in quartets in high school and college, and before joining this quartet, the championship quartet, he was a member of the Capital City Four of Topeka, Kansas. The bass began singing at the age of three, and he won the prize as the best alto of his eighth grade class. He began singing in quartets at the age of 17, and for 8 years toured the vaudeville circuit with Troy Comedy Four and other groups. The lead, Leo Ives, sang in a quartet called the Ives Four with three of his children. And Charles Schwab, the tenor, had sung with the Music Box Four for 7 years. The group claimed that none of the arrangements they sang were written down, and all four quartet members participated in woodshedding their numbers. And what woodshedding is, if you don't know, is basically, it's the barbershop's way of doing stuff, improvising. And basically what you do, if you've never been to a international convention or even a district convention, I'm actually a member of the Ancient Harmonious Society of Woodshedders, or ASO. And basically what you do is that the one person sings the melody, and you have to figure out the other parts by listening to overtones and things. You don't have music in front of you. So when you hear the phrase woodshedding, it's basically they're making up the parts off the cuff. And so this group was good at doing that, and it sounded great. Sounded so great that they are your 1943 International Barbershop Champions. and they are the Four Harmonizers. And here they are singing the song, "Oh, Susanna, why don't you dust off that old piano?"
Oh, Susanna, dust off that old piano. My hands are itching for those keys. Our troubles will go wingin'
boom, boom, boom,
the moment we start singing all our favorite melodies. Let's get the gang around that used to hang around. And when the neighbors hear me singing tender, they'll forget about canter and bander. Oh, Susanna,
boom, boom, boom,
I'll let you sing soprano. Dust off that old piano tonight.
Don't make me fuss, all I need,
oh, that's the scale everybody ought to know. How to sing from do to do. There is nothing finer than a minor strain. It's the kind of melody gets a lot of sympathy. According to C, it's beautiful. I heard somebody say it. According G is wonderful, according to the way you play it. Oh, Susanna,
boom, boom, boom,
dust off that old piano. My hands are itching for those keys.
It seems like
many ages,
boom, boom, boom,
since we last turned the pages of our favorite melodies.
I was seated while
time we had the parlor freshly painted. Time for us to get reacquainted. Oh, Susanna,
boom, boom, boom,
take off that old bandana. Dust off that old piano tonight. Dust that old piano tonight.
And that was your 1943 International Champions, the Four Harmonizers, singing "Old Susanna, Dust Off That Old Piano." We're going to take just a 30-second commercial break, and maybe you'd like to get in on this hobby. Here's how you do it right here.
Hear that sound? Feel that excitement? That's Barbershop Harmony, and you can be a part of it. Experience the joy that harmony brings both to the listener and to you as the singer. To find a Barbershop Harmony chapter in your area, go to youcansing2.com or call toll-free 1-866-799-SING. That's youcansing2.com or 1-866-799-SING.
Yes, and you can also visit the Barbershop website, www.barbershop.org. for more information about the society. At this point, usually in the show, I usually do a tag. I'm going to sort of switch gears just a little bit here. We have about 20 minutes. You can also call in on our guest call-in number. It is 516-418-5857. 516-418-5857. If you have a question, you may send an email to barbershopsinging@gmail.com. barbershopsinging@gmail.com. We'll talk just a little bit about the International Convention. That's the main reason why we're having this podcast a little bit earlier this month. The convention this year is going to be taking place in
Orlando, Florida. And the dates is July the 1st through the 8th. The 1st through the 8th. That is about 2 weeks away. And I wanted to give you just a little bit of information for those of you who are going or attending attending the convention this year. It's going to be at the Orange County Convention Center. All the main events. There will, if you want more information, I'm getting this information off of the Barbershop website for the convention. It's barbershop.org/Orlando. Barbershop.org/Orlando. It gives you all the latest information. There are a couple of time changes, a couple of new day changes. I want to go over basically the schedule with you. Registration will begin. The exhibits and the Harmony Marketplace will be open at 2 p.m. on Monday, July the 2nd in the Convention Center. So registration will begin at 2 p.m. on July the 2nd. There has been a couple of changes on the schedule. One is the quartet quarterfinals, sessions 1 and 2, will take place on Tuesday, July the 3rd. There will be a first, there's actually, I believe, 3 sessions of quartet quarterfinals because there are about 50 quartets competing. The first session will take place on Tuesday at 1 p.m., go till about 4:30 p.m. The second set, and there's going to be, I'm looking at the schedule right now, there is going to be 18 quartets in the first section, including the following quartets: Boomtown from the Central States District, Trucadero from the Snobs District. Now, that is a Snobs stands for the Society of Nordic Barbershoppers. That is a affiliate with the Barbershop Harmony Society. Let's Sing from my home district. That would be the Carolinas District. Will be in session 1. Rhapsody from the Southwestern District will be in session 1. Forecast from the Mid-Atlantic District. Showpiece from the Southwestern District, Stockholm Syndrome from the Snobs District, Route 1 from the Mid-Atlantic District, Maelstrom from the Rocky Mountain District, Pratt Street Power from the Mid-Atlantic District, the Hemi Demi Semi Quaver 4 from the Pioneer District, the Crew from the Johnny Appleseed District, Second Wind from the Rocky Mountain District, Throwback from the Sunshine District, Upper Deck from the Pioneer District, Supertonic from the Ontario District, Studio 4 from the Mid-Atlantic District, and the Newfangled 4 from the Far Western District. Those 18 quartets will be competing in the first session of the quarterfinals, which takes place on Tuesday, July 3rd. That will be at 1 o'clock p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Those four quartets will, those 18 quartets will compete in that first session. The second session will then start at 6:30. And these quartets at 6:30 Eastern Time, by the way, all of these times are Eastern Standard Time because the competition is in Orlando and they are on Eastern Standard Time. So I just wanted to mention that. All the times I'm mentioning are Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in California listening to this, you need to convert over to Eastern Time to make sure you tune in correctly. In the second session, July the 3rd, at 6:30 p.m. on the 3rd, Eastern Standard Time, will be After Hours from the Illinois District, Speakeasy from the Johnny Appleseed District, Signature from the Sunshine District, Gimme 4 from the Mid-Atlantic District,
the committee from the Illinois district, Insight from the Cardinal district, Odds and Ends from the New England district, Playback from the Ontario district, Chord Smash from the Land O'Lakes district, Fleet Street from the Central States district, St. Croix Crossing, Land O'Lakes district, Quorum from the Johnny Appleseed district, Clutch from the Southwestern district, The Simple Life from the Sunshine district, Midnight Croon from the Land O'Lakes district, and Drive from the New England district. All of those quartets will be in session two. Session two is on, again, on Tuesday, July the 3rd, but it starts at 6:30. The final session for the quarterfinals will be Wednesday, July the 4th at 11 a.m. And I will mention those quartets in just a minute. I want to take a quick break, and I want you to listen to the tag for the month. The tag for the month this month is going to be Danny Boy. It's a new tag by Lou Perry. And then we'll come back. I'll give you the rest of the information, and we'll be done. Here is the tag for the month of July. All right, we're going to teach you a brand new tag tonight. It is called Danny Boy. I believe it's arranged by Lou Perry. And it is in the key of B flat. There's the B flat. I'm going to teach you every part, and I'm going to put the parts together, okay? The lead part starts out, it starts out with a lead pickup, and it's kind of a bell chord. So you have the lead come in, followed by the bass, followed by the tenor, followed by the baritone. So I will sing the beginning of each part so you can sort of get an idea of where each part comes in, because this is a kind of a tricky tag. But it starts off like this. The lead comes in first with this. Oh, Danny boy, I love you so. Danny, my boy. That's the lead part. Now the bass comes in next. B flat on the bottom. There's the B flat. Ooh, the lead comes in first. Oh, Danny boy. And then the bass. Oh, Danny boy. I love you. Bass part. Then we have the tenor part. Tenor comes in again after the other two, B flat. Ooh, the lead comes in first. Oh, Danny boy. Then the bass. Oh, Danny boy. Then the tenor. Oh, Danny
Finally, the baritone comes in after the tenor sings that high note. The baritone sounds like this. Ooh, first the lead, oh Danny boy, then the bass, oh Danny boy. And then the tenor goes, oh Danny boy. And when he goes up to that high note, the baritone does this. Boy, I love you so. Danny, my boy. Danny, my boy. My boy. When you put all those parts together in the correct motion, they sound a little something like this. That's our tag for the month of July. Just want to give you a couple more bits of information about the convention. Giving you the quartet lineup for the first two sessions. This is the third session. The third session will actually be on Wednesday, July the 4th, and it will be at 11 o'clock in the morning. Again, all the times I'm giving you are Eastern Standard Time. The following quartets will compete in the third session. Suit Up from the Far Western District. Flipside from the Evergreens District. Vocality from the Land O'Lakes District. The Aristocrats from the Ontario District. South of Normal from the Illinois District. Late Shift from the Cardinal District. Artistic License from the Far Western District. OMG from the Illinois District, Portobello Road from the Babs District, and Babs is the British Association of Barbershoppers. That's another affiliate association. The Rooftop Records from the Sunshine District, Harmonium from the Central States District, All In from the Seneca Lands District. I had to figure out what that was. Frontier from the Pioneer District. The Core from the Johnny Appleseed District. Up All Night from the Mid-Atlantic District. Category 4 from the Dixie District. And Pacific Ring from the Evergreens District. So those are your 51 quartets that will be competing in the International Championship this year in Orlando, Florida. Want to give you one more bit of information that's very important. This is actually new. For those of you who have not heard this, have not seen the harmonizer, the live stream. Normally the society does a live stream of the convention. I am pleased to tell you that the society has partnered up with a company called Flowvoice, F-L-O-V-O-I-C-E, and it makes the convention a whole lot cheaper.
And it is, instead of it, I think it was like $60 or $70 for, or maybe over $100 for the big package, and you were able to watch the convention and then watch it all year. Well, now they've teamed up with Flow Voice, and they have, and you buy plan. The plan start at $29.99 a month. And what you will do, and what's cool about this thing is that before you had to pay extra for AI, for the AIC show. This year you don't. If you purchase a Flow Voice Pro subscription, which is $30 a month, you automatically have access to not only the convention, but the AIC show. The AIC show is a very big show that happens on Thursday night. So if you've never seen the, if you've never ever seen the convention, here's your opportunity. For more information, you can go to barbershop.org/Orlando/live-stream/live-stream, or you can go to the Orlando barbershop page, www.barbershop.org/Orlando, and click on live stream. It can give you more information about this new opportunity. Any information you need regarding the convention can be found at that website as well, including all the schedule of events, all the contests that will be taking place, housing and transportation, and also to get tickets to all the events. They still have tickets. They have gone up, and you can also purchase tickets at the door. So anything you need, go to barbershop.org/Orlando, and that will give you all the information. There are three shows that will be taking place. I would highly, 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 highly encourage you to go to the AIC show. There will be two big quartets at that show. One is the Gas House Gang, which was the 1993 quartet champions, and also Main Street, our quartet champion from last year, who will be turning the crown over to a new quartet champion this year at the International Convention. You don't want to miss it. Again, that's in 2 weeks, July the 1st through the 8th. I do want to remind you that this is the July podcast. There will not be another podcast until August. Well, it's about time to wrap this up. I've got about 90 seconds. There's my cue for 90 seconds. So until we see you again, this is Seth Phillips. We'll see you in August with a new barbershop quartet and a new tag. So long for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Barbershop Singing with Seth Phillips. We hope you had a great time learning about the fun-filled art of barbershop singing. If you have any questions about this art, you can always contact the international website, www.barbershop.org. If you have any questions about this podcast, you can email us at barbershopsinging@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you next month, where we'll have new tags, new people, and new ideas as we continue to explore the barbershop field. As the motto of the barbershoppers is, let's keep the whole world singing, and let's keep a melody ringing in your heart. Until next time, this is Seth Phillips saying, bye-bye for now.